Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
Ah, yeah. Let's do it. Time for Jen's Friends. And I love this part of the week. It's where I get to sit back, relax, and get someone else to do all the work. This week's Jen's Friend is none other than Robbie Lawler. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm grand. How's things?
Good, good. I was singing along to Adele there. I was loving my life.
Well, at least it wasn't a mic up when you were singing and you were caught rapid in a studio like Dearham was yesterday. It's a great old tune. Listen to me. Have you any plans for the weekend? You know, bank holiday weekend? What are you up to?
Well, the clubs are opening tonight and I don't have tickets to my favourite club. So I'm texting all my friend group seeing if there's a spare ticket.
What? You don't need a ticket. Your face is your ticket.
I know, but I have friends who are club promoters, but I don't want to. The tickets are like gold dust at the moment, so I don't need.
Are they okay? Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, let's get through what we have to get through. Lots happened this week. A lot of topics kind of took off on the show, and we got a huge reaction to. We got loads of calls on Monday when we were talking about why the second kids are a lot bolder than the first kid. Now, what is the setup in your family, and where are you?
Oh God, I really relate to that. So I have four siblings. So there's five in my family and I am the second youngest. And I suppose, you know, when you're in the middle, you kind of have to be the loudest, the most obnoxious and get into the most trouble just to be seen in a big family.
Is the oldest one still the boss of everyone, even though you're all grown up?
It is. I like the oldest is always burdened with the authority of the family. Yeah. Really, aren't they?
Yeah.
And it's so funny, even growing up now, like even when we all have our Christmas dinner, you fall into the same family routine that you were as kids. It's a strange one.
It is a funny one. I'm the youngest of six, so there's a rake of us. And my eldest sister, Linda, since she was 12 years of age, she always had a kid on her hip. So she doesn't walk funny now because actually she still suffer with a bad back. But she was like not the mammy, but she kind of looked after everybody and you wouldn't cross her either. And the youngest one in your family, do they get away with murder then? Like I do in my family.
Murder. Yeah. They were absolutely pampered. My youngest one. Yeah. And there's only 11 months between me and my younger brother. And he got away lightly, I will tell you. Because he's pampered by all the siblings and the parents. So
yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's what happens. That's I'm not going to change that for anything. Now listen to me, on Wednesday we were talking about sloppy seconds. Robbie, is it ever okay to score someone your friend has been with?
Oh, Jennifer, you're talking to a gay man here, okay? And Duraid, that's a funny question because it's almost like a cultural phenomenon, sloppy seconds, because our talent pool is much smaller than you heterosexuals. If you think about it, like there's so few of us, especially if you live in like Limerick, Cork, Galway or Mayo.
Yeah.
So sloppy seconds is, I feel like we're all given a free pass at some point because otherwise you wouldn't be shifting anyone.
Okay, so in the gay community, it's A-okay because the pool is small, you're saying.
Well, that's me saying that. I'm sure there's other gays who'll probably say differently.
Ah, but you can say what you want. Okay, let's talk about pets and Halloween. Yesterday we were talking about pets and bangers and, you know, fireworks and going off. And it's a very stressful time of year if you have a cat or a dog. Are you a dog owner?
I have two dogs and they are my babies, Jen. And to be honest, it is super stressful. I live in the Coombe. And it might as well be like a war zone at the moment. And word on the street is that because of Brexit, fireworks are harder to get. And I was like, live on Cork Street at the Coombe. And that would completely get rid of that theory.
Oh my God, are they going off already?
They went off, I think, a week before they normally would, to be honest. And my two dogs, they get very stressed out about them. And like, it's even hard to bring them out for their wee at nighttime because they're afraid to go out. And my biggest fear, Jen, is going on my evening walk with my dogs and a firework goes off, to get off the lead somehow and just run down the street and don't come back. Like, it's a real fear. So I suppose I don't want to be like a party pooper because fireworks do look nice, they sound nice, but in moderation, please, because it's very stressful for us.
No, Robbie, no, they're illegal in the Republic of Ireland because I was planning. Listen to me, I was planning a trip up to Tesco in Uri because I'm having a party and I thought I'd get a load of fireworks. And then Cormac Battle came in and he was like, no, you're not, because there's a 10 grand fine or you could do time.
Okay, that's an expensive firework.
Isn't it? So I was like, okay, I will not be going up to Newry to get some fireworks, even though I think I would rock in Mountjoy. I think I would do really well.
That just not be seconds in there, I'm sure.
We have to talk about sickies because I got into a lot of trouble.
Okay.
Yesterday, because the Queen of England said she couldn't go to an event in Northern Ireland because she said she was sick. And I was like, she's pulling a sickie. She's not really sick. She doesn't want to go to that. It's not a hope in hell. She wants to make the efforts. And when you're that old, you can make these excuses, whatever. She actually was really sick. She ended up in hospital and had to apologise and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know how to phrase this, but as a HIV campaigner, have you ever used HIV as an excuse for getting out of stuff?
Throwing the cat amongst the pigeons, Sarah. I'm probably going to be crucified for this, but I have, and I have a few times. Jen, there has to be some perks to being pos, okay?
Yeah.
And because so many people don't know much about HIV. They think it's this big, scary health condition when it's not really. And when I was 21, working in retail, discreetly got a diagnosis, I may have used it once or twice just to put my feet up.
Get over a hangover.
Basically. But let me caveat this, whereas people living with HIV do look for a sick day is probably a genuine reason.
Mm.
I would also, I'd like to think that I wouldn't do it now, because I work in the area of HIV and all my colleagues would be like, Robbie, feck off, you know. But I think I'm a bit older. But look, if Queen Lizzie potentially can pull a sickie, I don't think there's any age cap on pulling a sickie.
And you definitely couldn't do it now because you're such a good campaigner and you've done so many talks. You've been on the show. You've been on RT1 primetime talking about, you know, you can very easily live being pos, as you say, being HIV positive, and you live a very full and healthy and happy life. And if you turn around and go, oh, look, I'm a bit under the weather, people are like, nah. I saw you on the Tommy Tiernan show talking about how healthy you are.
I know.
Because that one little pill.
My fellas hate to be negative and literally he gets head colds well more than I do. So yeah, just no excuse.
Amazing. Well, listen, Robbie, thank you so much for joining me. You have a podcast, is that right? Is that what you have going on at the moment?
I do. The last time I was talking to you, we were just launching the podcast. And we just launched season 2 last week. We just launched the newest episode this week because it's out every Friday and it's been a huge sensation. So basically, we get well-known people on as well as just the average Joes just talking about experiences of living with HIV or being affected by HIV. And this season, we have amazing people like the iconic Anne Doyle, Angina from RuPaul's Drag Race, Our Lady J, the writer from Pose. Last season, we had Nathaniel Hall from It's a Sin, Peppermint, Panty Bliss, our mams, which was the most special episode.
What was that like, having your mams on?
Oh, so lovely, because we had different stories that about telling our mams. Like, I told my mam straight away after my diagnosis, while Veda waited around 10 years to tell their mam. And we talked about the reasons and our mam's reactions, but just the unconditional love that our mam shared with us. And that's why we can make this podcast now. And it's been a huge success. And I get to do it all with Veda, who's Dublin's most iconic drag queen, and it's just been such a fun ride.
Amazing. Well, listen, so what's it called, just to remind people?
So it's called the Pos Vibe Podcast. You can get it on all platforms, and you can get us on our social media at the Pos Vibe Pod.
The Pos Vibe Pod, absolutely unreal. I'll definitely be checking out the one with your mams and Anne Doyle. I can't wait to hear that. Robbie, you're an absolute joy. Thanks for coming on the show, and I'll chat to you soon. Okay.
Catch you soon.
Bye, love. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.